The reading then, Harley.
Oh, Helen Highland, are you? Can we hear you? No. Someone's spreading misrumor.
Indeed.
And I'm going to mute you all. Oh, well, you might have to mute yourselves.
Oh, okay.
How funny, where's that gone?
I can do that.
Can you mute yourselves?
Yes.
Don't worry if you can't. Now, that's really odd. I normally have a thing, an
Yeah.
icon down there somewhere. Anyway, happy Easter to you all. How lovely to see you and to worship together this Easter Sunday morning. Come and join the celebration. Jesus Christ is risen today. Come and hear the amazing news. Jesus' death is not the end. Come and share the joy and freedom. Our sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. Alleluia. We exalt you, risen Lord. We worship and adore you. From cross to cave, beaten but not broken. From thorns to throne, from grave to glory, we exalt you, risen Lord. We worship and adore you. Amen. And so we pray, Creator God, you who scattered the stars and filled the deep oceans, come, God, be with us here. Saviour God, you who suffered for us and danced from death to new life, come, God, be with us here. Spirit God, you who are as wild as the wind and fill our hearts with fire, come, God, and be with us here. Amen. We
Amen.
exalt you, risen Lord. We worship and adore you. From cross to cave, beaten but not broken, from thorns to throne, from grave to glory, we exalt you, risen Lord. We worship and adore you. Amen.
Amen.
And a prayer of confession. Father God, forgive our lapses of faith when we fail to read, meditate on, and understand the scriptures. We're sorry for the days when we neglect to look beyond the cross and wallow in the darkness of despair. Lord of life, we're sorry for not always living in the light and hope of your resurrection, for not noticing you in all aspects of life. Lord, many people turned against you, hence your path to the cross. Forgive us when we turn our backs on people in need. Your Holy Spirit helps us live the resurrection life. Forgive us when we fail to live in the power of your cross and empty tomb. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, living in unity, may we live in unity with you. May we live the resurrection life and help others shine on the path of faith. Amen.
Amen. I can
Holy
now
Lord and Saviour, your blood shed on the cross cleanses us from all sin. We live in the light of your forgiveness now and forever. Amen. And Liz has got our first reading.
Liz, I can read it if you wish me to, because I've unmuted myself.
I
No.
don't mind which way.
No, you do it as you've
Okay.
done it. Yeah.
First reading comes from Acts 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning at Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around
doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witness of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of living and the dead. And the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our Easter psalm this morning are verses taken from Psalm 118. The Lord is my strength and my defence. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, world without end. Amen. And now we have our second reading, our gospel reading.
This is taken from John 20, verses 1 to 18, the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, and the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. Wow. But she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic. Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. "I have seen the Lord," she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to
Thanks be to God.
God.
This week, Holy Week in the X Valley, we have been looking at different stories of the women involved in the Holy Week story. Paula Gooder, Dr. Paula Gooder, has written a great book called The Women of Holy Week. And so we've taken the stories of those women this week. And I thought I would finish off with a story from her book about that first Easter Sunday. We've just heard the wonderful story of Mary Magdalene from John, and this is another story, Mary, the wife of Cleopas. Nearly all the artwork depicting the road to Emmaus features two male disciples, but there is nothing in the text to suggest this. One disciple is named, but the other is unnamed. And it is at least possible, maybe even highly likely, that two disciples travelling to the same house together were a married couple. In fact, we've been exploring the fact that the women were there preparing for for the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday. It's just they've been written out of the text and written out of the story. In the story of the road to Emmaus, another factor that's worth noting from Luke is that they are described in the English translations as talking to one another. But in fact, the Greek word really means that they were having a debate. They were having an argument as they walked along the road as to what had happened. So this is the story of Mary of Cleopas. I don't know how you'd like to imagine it. Maybe you'd like to close your eyes. But the whole point of telling these stories is that we imagine that we're there and they come to life. My name is Mary. No, not the one you're thinking of, not the mother of Jesus. And no, not that one either, not Mary Magdalene. There are so many of us, Marys and Miriams around. It's very easy to get confused. I am Mary, the one who's married to Cleopas. I was there at the crucifixion, holding up Jesus' mother, Mary, as a sword pierced her soul, brutal inch by brutal inch. Today, we were walking home to Emmaus. When I say walking, well, it was more like dragging ourselves. More than once, I felt like lying down on the edge of the road and never moving again. I don't think I've ever felt so weary and hopeless in all my life. I don't really know what I'd been expecting, but it wasn't this. Jesus was the kind of person who gave you such hope in him, in the world, in yourself. And I knew that if I could just be near him, that hope would grow and grow and grow and never stop. We had hoped that he would redeem Israel. Now I think about it, I'm not really sure what I thought that meant. He didn't have the look of someone who was a military leader. I don't mean that he was all meek and mild. No, he wasn't. He could rage with the best of them, and he often did. It was more that brandishing a sword wasn't his style. I suppose I imagined the whole host of heaven would come down and drive out the Romans as in the stories of old. But now I realize how daft that sounds. Now I say it out loud. But I did believe he could. And I did believe he would. So this morning, after everything that had happened, we packed our bags and went home. I thought it was a bit soon. But on that long, awful, awful day on Friday, I watched my hope ebb away and every dying breath he took. And then the women came this morning to tell us the tomb was empty, saying something harebrained about him being risen from the dead. And we'd rushed outside, and the world was exactly as it always had been. Roman soldiers and everything the same. And the fight just went out of me, and we packed up and left. It was Cleopas who started the row. He started by grumbling that I'd been the one to follow that Jesus in the first place. And if it hadn't been for me, he'd have been comfortably at home right now. And that did it. I let him have it. All my pent-up anger and hurt and bitterness spewed out over him in a massive tidal wave. I was taking a breath for the second wave when I became aware of a stranger just standing there, smiling at us, asking what we were talking about. Cleopas glared at him in disbelief. Are you the only one who has no idea what's been going on? The stranger smiled again. Maybe I am. Why don't you tell me about it while we walk? So we did. Turn and turn about, we told him about our hopes and our fears, about Jesus and what he'd meant to us. Stranger though he was, I found myself telling him things that I'd never imagined saying out loud. We even told him about the story the women had told this morning about him being alive. He listened and nodded and listened and nodded. Then suddenly he said, "How stupid you are and slow to catch on." I thought it was a bit rude, frankly. But then he began telling us about the scriptures, and I forgot to be annoyed. Starting at the very beginning, he laid it all out. He told my story, all my hopes and my dreams in the words of the scriptures. My heart leapt and burned within me. I was so totally and utterly absorbed that I was amazed to hear him say, "Look, your village is just down there. I'll leave you here and travel on." We had travelled 7 miles, it felt, in an instant. All of a sudden, I couldn't bear the thought that this stranger might leave us. It felt as if I'd known him all my life, and it seemed Cleopas felt the same. And so we begged and cajoled, pleaded and persuaded him to eat with us. Eventually, he gave in and came with us. I brought food back with us from Jerusalem, so it was only a matter of minutes before we were ready to eat. It was, I remember thinking, a bit forward of him to take the bread and bless it. I mean, that was Cleopas's job. He was the host. But the thought had gone as soon as it was half formed in my mind. The arms of the man's tunic slipped downwards as he raised his hands, revealing gaping holes in each wrist. And the words of blessing and gratitude to his Father in heaven, were words I'd heard every single day for the past few years. Words he'd said every time he took bread and blessed it. And I looked at the bread in my hand, and in that moment, I knew it was him. He's alive. He's alive. He's
Thank God.
alive. Cleopas's mouth formed the words fast to the minded. You're alive. But he'd gone. The loaf falling to the plate with a crash. We sprang to our feet and ran quicker than I could have ever imagined was possible, our feet beating out the rhythm as we went. He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! We arrived in Jerusalem, hot and breathless. I thought you went home, said Peter. Voices around the room chimed in. So did we. You might have said goodbye. You can't just go off like that. I was still panting, trying to catch my breath, unable to speak. We've got news, said Peter. Mary, yes, that one, the one you are thinking about, Jesus's mother spoke quietly, but her voice cut through all the hubbub. If you give them a moment, I think you'll find that they've got news too. May we know that Jesus is alive this Easter. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to declare our faith together. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Liz, are you happy to lead us in our prayers?
Yes, absolutely. I've got the people we're praying for from 2 weeks ago. Can you just add the couple of people if there are any more? Or would you like me to read that bit for you, Liz? Maybe that's a good idea
Yes.
because then you'll have the full list.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
So, Helen, are you doing the prayers or is Liz?
Oh, shall I do them?
Yeah, you do them.
Sorry, thank you, Liz. Christ has been raised from the dead. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This Easter, we again celebrate that you, our God, sent your Son to save us. We celebrate that, despite all his suffering, he defeated death and took all the wrong of the world to the cross with him. We celebrate that the darkness of the sky, when Jesus cried, "It is finished," was replaced by the light of hope. We celebrate that the tomb was empty with those followers who met the resurrected Christ. We celebrate that he lives again. Christ has been raised from the dead. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This Easter, we think how much the gift of life and salvation we are offered means to us. We think of the joy and hope that you, our God, offer us, and the purpose you give to our lives. We think of your Son, Jesus, who faced pain, torture, and humiliation and did it all for us. We think of how we can follow his example of care, love, and service to others and obey your call on our lives. We remember those in our parishes who have asked for our prayers. And let us reflect on these for a minute. The sick, Jacques, Rosemary, Chris, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Hilary, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Mandy, Brian, Gerald, Tanya, Roger, Ian, David, Matthew, Sue, Cynthia, and Reckonford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. We also remember and pray for the family and friends who have recently died: Anne Catchpole, Val Drew, Betty Higham, and anyone else known and loved by you. We think of our calling to bring change and share his love at home, at school, at work, wherever we volunteer or whoever we are, and wherever we are. Christ has been raised from the dead. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This Easter, we look around the world at the pain and suffering that continues. We look to you, O our God, to bring light into darkness and replace despair with hope. We look for talks and desires, for ceasefire, and ultimately peace for Gaza. Ukraine and Sudan. We look for leaders to think of humanity and to value the every life as equal and precious. We look for comfort for those who have lost homes, belongings, family and friends, and hope as a result of the war and conflict. Oh dear, oh dear. Not my day, is
Right, well, it could be the Almighty.
it?
In which case, pick it up.
Oh dear, sorry, everybody.
That's all right.
Yes, I'll start that last prayer again. We look to you, our God, to bring light into darkness and replace despair with hope. We look for talks and desires for ceasefires and ultimately peace for Gaza, Ukraine, and Sudan. We look for leaders to think of humanity and to value every life as equal and precious. We look for comfort for those who have lost homes, belongings, family, friends, and hope as a result of war and conflict. Christ has been raised from the dead. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This Easter, we reflect on the need for quiet and peace in our busy lives. We reflect on all that we do in our churches to serve our communities and the need for rest. As we spend a few moments in peace and silence now, help us to reflect personally on all your goodness to us and the many blessings we have. Help us to reflect on the times and moments when we have felt you close to us and to seek those moments again. God, give us peace in our communities, churches, families, and lives. Christ has been raised from the dead. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together, standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us. So we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And the collect for the day, for Easter Day. God of glory, by raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us as his own. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us light to the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. God the Son, who in bursting the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. Amen. Thank you, Liz. Oh, now I've got another page. Sorry, turned over the page. We have seen the good news. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We've heard the good news. Death is disrupted. God is on the loose. Alleluia. We'll take the good news and share it far and wide. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and always. Amen. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Liz,
Thank
for
you.
reading.
Thank you,
Yes,
Helen. Thank you,
really
Liz.
kind of
Thank
you.
you.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
everybody.
Thank you, Steph.
May
Thank
you have a blessed
you.
Easter
Thank you.
and
Thank you,
feel
too.
part of the Easter story as we are Easter people.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That was a lovely story.
It's
Yeah.
a great book
Incredible.
if you
Yeah, lovely.
if
Thank
you
you.
want to read it, it's a great book.
Can
Could
you
you mind?
remind us of the title?
It's called
One minute.
Women of Holy Week,
Okay.
an Easter story in an Easter journey in nine stories, written by Paula Gooder, you know, who's a very eminent theologian. And so she's not like me and just making it up. She's talking about
We like what you do.
artwork by Ali Barrett, which is, and the artwork is stunning.
Lovely.
Could you show us a picture? Oh.
It's certainly a moving story. I
Yeah.
mean, well,
Yeah, we've
well written.
yeah. So that's one of the pictures of the story I've read to, oh, read today. Can you see that?
Oh,
Yes.
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lovely.
That's
Yeah,
lovely. Oh, I
it's
like that.
really it's a so we did at
Who's the
our Agape
publisher, Steph?
meal, we did the five we had the f five women who would have been around Jerusalem in Holy Week, and it's quite interesting because there's one tiny thread that links them all together. But you know, the sort of I do remember somebody saying, and it wasn't so very long ago, I'd been a Christian for a long time, and you know, that sort of image in my head of when Jesus was born in a stable, that there would be Mary and there was a donkey and there was an ox, and Joseph might have been sort of over there somewhere, and that was it. And I can remember this person saying to me, but Steph, there would have been midwives there, you know, in Bethlehem, that the news would have spread that somebody was in labor and there would be women who would be the midwives, and of course they would go. And you know, it's just, and I was thinking, but it's not written there in the account.
Never
And
mentioned.
they said, and it wouldn't be because it was so obvious that there
Yeah.
would be midwives. And why would anybody mention it? And it's a bit like that, you know, somebody must have prepared the Passover meal, and it wouldn't have been the men, would it? I mean, it just, even if they'd wanted to, it wouldn't have been the men because they just didn't
Do
do
that.
that.
No.
So I like those things that make you think.
Yes, absolutely. I
Who
am with you
published this
there.
book, Steph? Who's the publisher?
Who's the publisher? It is, I think it's Church House, actually. Yeah, Church House Publishing.
Thank you.
No, it is lovely. And Mary, Mother of Jesus, is her story is Ascension Day. Is the last one.
Is that powerful as well?
Yes.
It's a very tough.
And the story of the woman who breaks perfume over Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that the way that that's written, as someone who's been in an abusive marriage, her husband has sort of got rid of her. Divorce is very fashionable because Herod has just got divorced and remarried his, you know, married his half brother's wife. And what I'd forgotten was that it wasn't just that your husband renounced you, but nobody else could accept you in their home.
No.
And the entire family setup, you lost your father, your brother, everybody in that setup. And it's a very moving story from, I mean, you know, anyway, I recommend it as a book.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there's one she's written, it's not the women's voices, but it's the voices of the nativity, which I want to get for this Christmas. I think, you know, maybe instead of seven lessons and carols to have, you know, those sorts of readings would bring it
amazing.
Life.
Oh, it's a lovely idea.
Indeed, yeah.
Definitely anyway, bless you. Thank you for being so encouraging.
Thank you
for helping.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great week, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.